In this dusty corner of eastern Congo, locals say unemployment is 70, 80, or 90%. With no available jobs, many seek out a living carrying things. Vegetables to the market, construction materials, crates of goods to the supermarket. Unlike other parts of Congo, this region boasts a vehicle they say is only found here, the Tukudu cart. It is a two-wheeled scooter of sorts that these men can push about 25 kilometers a day, carrying at least 120 kilos of material. On a good day, they can make $6 to $8. But for Eastern Congo natives, the Tukudu cart is more than just backbreaking work. It is a symbol of Congolese endurance through decades of conflict and crushing poverty. This man takes photos to sell to tourists of the Tukudu statue in the center of downtown Goma.
The statue that you see here represents the hard work of the drivers to survive and to develop our town.
Like other Congolese tools and art, Tukudu carts are handmade deep in the countryside. They cost drivers $50 to $100 and are crafted from wood found in the Virunga Forest, a national park that has been plagued by conflict for decades. Matias Malumba owns an art store here in Goma. He sells miniature Tukudu carts for children and occasionally foreign visitors. He says the Tukudu is not just a symbol of the Congolese struggle, it is also representative of this region's unique and practical craftsmanship.
The Tukudu cart is unique to this region. You can't see it in any other part of Congo. That's why they decided to build a monument to the vehicle. It does a job. It helps many families to eat.
He says Tukudu carts were developed by farmers who once pushed their goods to market over Congo's rocky roads on wheelbarrows and can now deliver three times faster. But in a land now populated by motorcycles and trucks, some drivers say they wish they could afford a more modern method of transporting goods for cash.
I'm doing this because it's not possible to get another job here in Congo.
The driver laughs when asked about the golden Tukudu statue in the center of town, saying with eight children at home and without even the ability to read, what else would he do for a living? Heather Murdoch for VOA News, Goma.